But I'm a little nervous, too. Twilight!
You'll soon know more about this place than even I do. What am I?
You okay?
You must be new here.
The magic isn't working. My name's Sally Sparkle and Pinkie Pie?
You're officially up for the coveted Princess of the Fall formal crown.
Where is this Twilight Sparkle?
That's not a real word, right?
Hello, folks. Welcome to This Under Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sante, aka Wild Wild Ranger, and I'm talking really fast because we've got to get this done really quickly. And I'm joined by
Joey Taylor. Hi, guys. Hello. There.
Give your name.
Give your name.
To the people.
Now, what name were we supposed to give?
We haven't even supposed to be known
Use
by.
Use name or real name, either or.
Meh.
Hey, this is Meh.
Me!
Oh,
hi!
What do I even normally
name? Hi, me. You normally use Oliver because
okay,
you don't
Oliver.
Like your company.
Chocolate
How is it not going? What is it?
Yeah. And the world must know Edward has watched the pony film.
Name, Ben, stop screaming at the man.
You've given his name! And now he is Ben. Continue.
Ben with a hat up her sleeve.
What? Okay. Right.
Okay, where to begin? I'm a horrible person.
Yes.
Admit this. You're a horrible person. We're all horrible people. We're definitely horrible.
We forgive you because you bribed us with pizza.
Yeah, you gave us pizza.
Yeah. I tried so hard. I tried so hard to get Matty to this.
I know. Fair warning, this is probably gonna be one of the sweariest.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That's the word.
We need like triple X explicit label.
On the Random Crap Podcast, we have been known to be very rude on some reviews. This, however, will take the cake.
I thought
the cake. What was known for that there was cake? What was we going to make cake?
No, I know
you don't pancakes, but I never made it. But I can do you some cake if you want.
No, it's okay.
It's chocolate cake.
In the past, we've accused of being racist and Scottish. Insensitive to fan film jerk to go to Kickstarter begging for money. Stupid amounts of money. And we've decided to be called, well, horrible things. But in case of tonight's episode, because of what we reviewed, because I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible person.
Who provides pizza?
Who provides pizza?
Because if I've learnt anything, you need to be nice to people. And because I ask these people...
You're getting into this, you do!
Yes! If you feed me, I'll watch anything.
As I was saying...
Huh?
When you have, when people give their free time to review something as awful as this, you have to...
Dun, dun, dun.
You have to give them something in return.
Tell him what it is already.
I already know.
The it's so in the title. It's in the title, and he'll have a big picture.
Yeah. Well, they might still get confused.
Yeah.
Once you get past the fact that sending her to a strange and foreign land turned her into a complete flaming moron, that's not that of a movie.
No, it wasn't.
That's true, we're watching the same movie.
He wasn't in the room for most of it. He
sat
on the chair with his head in his hand.
Drinking.
How terrible it was, yeah.
Getting drunk.
The realisation that all Pinkie Pies are linked mentally is probably what scared me most.
Yeah. Cost damage. Most,
tonight we watch My Little Pony Equestria Girls.
Boom!
AKA Peter Fart Fan Wank.
AKA, I wish I wasn't on early so I could have got drunk while watching.
Did the drinking help then?
Not in the...
No! No! You'd have to watch it to know.
Yeah.
All right, folks, listen up. I'm going to give you the abridged version.
I'm Charles Sparkle. I'm so insecure about my weight.
I'm so sensitive. I'm a fucking bitch. I'm going to take this crown and go for a spargo.
I'm sorry, is that even going to be legible?
No, legible? That's not the right word.
Basically, to translate the goblin...
blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Chuck Brown. Blah blah blah. Alternate universe. Blah blah blah. No, I'm a person. I have no brain cells. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Crown.
Fall in love with a guy. Blah 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 blah.
Creepy beast.
Sex. Licks up skirt. Blah blah blah. Goes home again.
No, no, no.
Spike has the hot female version of Rarity.
One voice at a time, please.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen. There are seven of us in the same room. Part of the challenge is working out who's talking.
As we said, let's stop, let's discuss. Is this bestiality?
Nothing else. Another one?
Yeah.
Easy way. Right. It's I for yes, nay for no. It's a bestiality.
This film for the weird little buggers that enjoy ponies sexually.
I don't know, Oliver. As a weird little bugger, I'm not about bestiality.
If you're not, then why are you so obsessed with them?
I'm not.
You keep going on about them.
Because they've made me watch it, though.
More than once.
More series, yeah, more.
I've seen the fucking series at least 2 to 3 times now.
Before I go home, thinking of the series,
you're a terrible terrible person.
It's still covered in chocolate sauce!
Anyway, the other hand is...
Why would it not
come? The other hand is, does the pony creature coming through, even though she's turned into a little girl, wanting to do the human boy thing...
Wait, I have another question.
What?
Do you think she'll be disappointed? Since he's not a pony.
I have a question. Do you think that's why Sunset Simmer dumped him?
It's still there.
He's a mole because he's human, and she should be tight because she's human too.
I think it's a mole.
Oh. I'm ignoring you from now on.
Oliver, you're forgetting though. Remember, Sunset Simmer did date Brad Sensory.
Yeah, and dumped him.
So obviously he's really crap in bed.
No, obviously he's
not. Oh, no, he dumped Tony.
No, she dumped him.
He dumped him.
He
I'm not sure it was mentioned.
It was.
I wasn't necessarily paying complete attention to this entire movie.
I think I was eating at that point.
I think we all were.
Have a cat, Oliver. Very observant.
I have one too. Mine is fluffier than yours.
I have a nerd.
We're all nerds.
I want a nerd smushing spray!
So, what kind of place request two girls?
Ones that can fuck off sideways.
Scary ones. Don't we already have? Aren't they already in the shop?
Yeah, they're in the
container. I haven't looked. Heather.
There will be one
that transforms from human version to pop pony monster thing mutant creep version.
Yeah, why did they just
not the Animorph toys?
Why did they just grow a second set of
I don't understand why.
And longer
human,
hair.
The human form versions of the elements of harmony, surely they should just have stayed as they were, and it's only Twilight who sort of changed because she was using the equestrian version.
Yeah.
What you mean? Yeah, I'm not sure they're cross-compatible.
Well, a little bit of jewellery instead of wings.
And little fluffy ears.
Little fluffy ears?
Yeah.
They could have grown jewelry armor, like they get the jewel and it gives them like weird Power Ranger soldier pads.
You have a PR obsession.
I mean, that sounds like a bad thing.
Some people
world of my little pony like Power Rangers.
Have you seen the more recent series? It's a bad thing.
No, I actually enjoy Megaforce. It's a vast improvement over Samurai.
Are we talking about ponies?
Don't swear at me.
Holy crap!
Don't swear.
Pony Rangers!
Pony Rangers!
Pony Rangers!
There will be
fan art
of it anyway.
Wait, when did I swear? I said it was a vast, vast, vast...
Megaforce. Don't swear at me.
Yeah, but the other creepy thing is, no matter the fandom, no matter what it is, there now exists a crossover between it and ponies. If not just that, but it, ponies, and porn.
Rule 65.
No, other things aren't that widespread. Anything is now
Rule 65, there will be a pony crossover.
Oh, God.
Alex Bourne, the guy that makes the freaking porn parodies.
Oh, God.
He likes money. He made Man of Steel.
Joe, do you still need an idea for your nano?
Yeah, but is that the
same guy? Pony Rangers!
Is that the same guy that did Avengers?
I did have an idea for you, actually.
Yeah, but he's
getting closer
to the comics than the movies
do. Bring this
Yeah, but he said he'll do anything for money.
Shit, monkey!
What?
Me was supposed to be...
May have the memory of Swiss cheese, don't worry.
Me was supposed to be providing me with some books to help because I'm writing steampunk for my
Me was bringing her porn. Me left her porn behind.
I didn't believe it. You told me it was porn.
It was not actually porn.
Steampunk porn.
Yeah. They all have coke-shaped nipples.
I am not writing porn today.
Yeah, I know.
We have moved on to steampunk porn as it is safer than Equestria Girl.
Do the men in steampunk porn have coil penises?
Oh. Can we get back to the fan film, please? Because I am not writing bandit. Steampunk porn for my nano novel.
Okay, so if Twilight Sparkles and Brad Sentry had a baby in human world, what would it look like if she went to the pony universe with him?
A pony?
It would just be a pony.
Yeah.
A very, very generic pony, probably in a silly Roman hat.
I reckon it would be purple with...
All the guards are unicorns or Pegasus, aren't they?
The guards
are
Pegasi, yeah.
Yeah, they're Pegasi, so it would likely be...
Except Twice Brother, who is a unicorn.
Yeah, I think I've seen unicorns as well. Yeah.
Well, the guard was a unicorn. You could tell by the fact he had a freaking glowing beam coming out of his forehead.
So was the twat head love interest a unicorn or a Pegasus?
Pegasus.
It was a Pegasus. So it would probably be a unicorn, alicorn, or... Sorry, a Pegasus, unicorn, or an alicorn.
I don't think you get alicorn babies. I think they get turned into alicorn.
I'd like to quickly point out, it's been confirmed Black Century will not be in Series 4
Fair
of
enough.
My Little Pony.
Is it saying Century or Century?
Century.
As in Century, as in God.
As in the Marvel
Super... Ah!
I think you've blown up his microphone.
I'm blind and deaf.
Well, no.
Well, Ed, if you will wear your underpants on your face.
Due to our combined lack of self-control, at least it was crisp and clear and beautifully written.
Yes, it was.
You got it.
This is the only place I'm coming from now on for all of my pony porn needs.
I have an issue that I want to take this. Yeah. I got out the front door.
The sad thing is, it's light enough you can.
I want to get down the street.
It's lighter than the TV that's half the size.
Hmm.
Why? How?
Let's turn this podcast into a discussion of the fantastic TV spend.
I just realised.
Is it HD?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Has it got a 3D function?
No. 3D TV. Proper 3D TV start about 600 pounds.
Ponytail looks like a pony
tail.
Should we talk about
the butt plug tails or not?
They were tied on with sachets.
Tied on with clippy belts designed to look like sachets.
Yeah,
if you were putting your arm, you just went like that and it stayed there.
That's because they're teenagers. And they haven't been trained to clench hard enough for long enough. But we all know how they really attach.
Yeah.
I was going to say that some of them, like when Snips and Snails had them on, they didn't have
Why them. Was Snips and Snails the minions? I mean, seriously, could you not get anyone smarter?
They were getting pony gyna.
Trixie was in this.
Horse!
Why couldn't she hide Trixie? Hey, Trixie, you want to be my friend?
Because the great and powerful Trixie doesn't
need peanut butter crackers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All she needs is smack. weeks, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time you saw her was that little cameo, and then another shot of her again next
to the vending machine. The crazy, powerful Trixie!
Why did that sound more like Crowder?
Oh god, what's he sort of cravings? Think about it, he's in so
shit. Trixie the pothead.
There's half a pizza in my teeth.
That's the opposite of the question, but you know.
Just let the.
Hey, you still got chocolate on your
hands! Is it
the
a pot?
Pony was eating meat.
Actually, you know that.
They're not.
Yeah.
Is that oh, not going to cause massive trouble when you turn back into the pony and she's still got the cream pot?
Ben,
eating her system. Ben. Herbivore.
Ben.
It was.
Ben.
It was
why have they got those burgers from Tesco's?
I thought you were going to say, does it make her a cannibal? Is he just going to like, start looking at, say, Ben Gandas?
Where can I get a burger?
It's supposed to be American school. Would they put that in American school?
Yes.
The dodgiest thing.
Then again,
Jim Matt. Jim Matt. No,
then again, she ordered what Fluttersy had. Fluttersy could have had a vegan burger.
So. That is quite ticklish then.
Yeah. Under the knees.
No!
Hi, somebody else's turn! Can we talk about the Rainbow Dash slash Applejack dialogue?
Yes! Applejack has been apparent since the beginning of the series.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know, but I just love that line.
How did I completely miss this? Ben, don't let it escape.
Oh! Also, oh yeah, Rarity goes, oh.
Stop molesting my girlfriend. That's my girl.
I'm not
Rarity, yes. And you're, I love how you're getting huffy that we're getting distracted. This is basically how an episode of the Random Crap Podcast
Yeah, this is
goes.
How it always goes. Oh,
okay. A sex toy.
Yeah.
Okay, can you two not play with sex toys while we're recording, please?
Oh.
I thought that was why we were here. Are we not recording a voice-only porno? Have I completely misunderstood the brief?
That would probably be more fun.
I'm watching Equestria Girls, yeah.
If you had the choice between watching Equestria Girls again and making a voice-only porn through, which you choose?
The actually of Equestria Girls.
No.
That's kind of the point. Equestria Girls or voice only porno. And the one thing is that I can't actually decide that they both sound equally awful.
Here's some advice, Glee, from a very popular webcomic.
Take the goddamn phone off.
Just try not to giggle too much when you make squeaking noises.
Take the butt plug off your head. Okay, so, back to the Applejack Rainbow Dash.
Yes, the fact that
they're lesbian lovers.
I love the fact they blatantly say that in there. Like how you got over the...
They're holding my opportunity. Because people can actually mean that. You just take it the way you want to.
No, you're
not holding
it.
Oh my god, that's adorable!
It's
Finia.
Should
we get her?
Yes!
It's Finia.
Don't
come
attack the kitty.
When you put him on her, she lays down and wants to dive.
Girls break up with each other all the time.
They do, actually.
Yeah, but it's just Finia for the podcast, we say that anyway.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! How many bugs have you got on that tail?
Too many?
Now, I wonder, if this guy came into the room, would he just freak out at all the corpses?
Yes. There's a lot of corpses.
I want to make that into a phantom.
Kind.
Rise!
Twitching corpses.
I think
we need a necromantic pony.
Out the way.
That's what series 3, 4?
Four.
That's what series 4 needs. A necromantic
series
pony.
Series 4 needs to go back and erase series 3 from existence.
Series 4 is apparently getting a Power Ranger parody.
It's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a
they're running out of the original material that was.
Yeah, because the woman who wrote it gone, isn't she?
Yeah,
she basically went. Fuck this shit, I'm going home! And they've run out of her notes now.
Season 2 was then plagiarising her notes and changing it how they wanted, she's basically disowned the entire series and franchise.
Oh my god, complete change of subject. The place that I ordered the games from earlier,
yeah,
right, have bacon deck boxes.
Okay, what? One, that's awesome. Two, Pokemon. Why comes out on Friday just so you need some date stamp for when it actually gets posted, Lee?
Saturday.
I'm the only editor here.
Yeah, great. We have to buy a 3DS.
I love it. It's full of laughter for people.
That we recorded the Crystal Empire episode about a month ago.
Hey!
Before it actually went on air.
Meth Empire, that's pretty a short lead time, though. Compared to what I've heard some of the others.
Hang on a minute, I haven't heard the Meth Empire story.
The Crystal Meth Empire, we've told you this three times.
I sent you a link.
Basically, Crystal Meth Empire is a theory.
If you send me a link, I have to listen to only talking.
You have to listen to me talking on the link!
No!
And here you can define it.
No!
Yeah, it's basically the theory that the Crystal Empire is meth. The crystals under the city are meth. And the reason Cadence is so skinny and anorexic...
Well, that explains this entire episode. This entire episode.
There we go! Nothing's hallucination.
How we're back to Crystal Meth Empire.
Damn straight!
It starts off in Crystal Empire. Everything has to look like Crystal Meth Empire. It takes place
in the Crystal Empire, where the walls are made of meth.
Yeah, that explains this entire movie.
Yeah, it's just a massive trick.
So, Oliver, your idea for playset, the cello wrestling playset.
Oh, God!
I want one. With removable panties.
You want the little girl pony Jello wrestling playset with removable underwear.
Yes.
Fair enough.
The only thing is, this
one, I get away with it because I'm an artist.
No, you really don't. No one can ever get away with that. Ever.
So how long
No one.
And use that magic mirror to do a Transformers crossover.
Oh god, how you can cross over with anything using that fucking magic mirror.
Yeah.
If she walks through the magic mirror into the Transformers universe.
Question.
Does that make her a car or a person?
Question.
There we go.
Depends.
Where was Sky?
Oh my god,
behind Twilight Sparkle.
He went back for a quickie with the white one.
Except the door was sealed.
He got lost. Maybe.
Oh my god!
Had a little adventure.
So
he came up in another place.
Ben, yeah, we need Ben, we need one of these outfits for Eli.
That's how cute is that?
Is she laying down and waiting to die?
I ride them with treats.
I need to make
My Little Pony one of those.
Do you want to pick your hard drive up another day?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's my fault. I can't find a plug and I don't know where there is one.
Dead Sun Rising.
What?
Harry Newman.
Okay, so...
Some artist she had the hots for before he got old and ugly.
Ooh.
Well, his face looks like a cabbage.
Explains the entire movie.
And now we've moved on to dressing cats as ponies. Little devil ponies.
I just want to quickly point out something. How much easier would it have been for Sunset Sim actually just bought a gun? It's an American high school.
That's why we have the Jello set, because if she had a gun, they couldn't make it.
Dude, how expensive those things are.
What, guns?
Yeah.
She could have just stole one from a police officer.
You can buy
it. Oh, yeah.
That's so easy.
Also, it's America.
I'd like to point out, though, she wasn't very ambitious, was she? I'm going to take over this entire high school for the 3 years which I will live
in. The plan was to
take over the high school.
To make an army.
To make an army. To take over Equestria when she could.
Oh, right.
Point, right. Here is a problem with her entire plan. It relies on her getting the element of magic, right?
Yeah.
When she went through the portal originally, the element of magic wasn't actually awakened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, how the fuck
did she know about it?
Yeah.
Because she knows Pinkie Pie.
And
Pinkie Pie told her, because Pinkie Pie is psychically linked to every Pinkie Pie in the multiverse.
Also, because like Twilight, she was complete sit-in and read the sit-in
I was going to say, not to apply logic to anything, but she was the predecessor of Twilight Sparkle and just as smart.
The element of magic wasn't awake.
Didn't exist.
Her whole plan was sneaking in, stealing the element of magic, and sneaking back out again.
Well,
I'd like to point out that her zombie human army would not have remained a zombie human army when it went through the portal.
Well, no.
It would have been a zombie pony army who would be.
Also, would they have not taken
over the bodies of all of her other. Yeah, actually, it would have been all over the place.
No, the school of which she took control of everyone included Luna and Celestia.
See, I'm not entirely sure that it would have actually taken over the bodies of them, because remember, Pinkie goes, don't you have a twin in town? In the city, who's got a dog called Spike, and looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
Sit in.
Yeah, I suppose.
So basically, all you end up with is doppelgangers, which means basically everybody goes,
Oh my god, changelings again!
We don't actually know that. Where the twin
Oh my god, it looks like
it's still in the end of a wig tunnel. Just she didn't go to that school because nobody really sees
My point is, we don't know where that twin was during the time period of the movie.
If you cut your hair
down here, absolutely nowhere near that movie.
Exactly. So maybe she did possess her.
Just on a sidetrack, if you cut your hair short, like cut off the ponytail.
You, I look like a boy.
Yeah, you'd look like the guy who played Andy Dufresne in the Shawshank Redemption.
Is that the guy that got maped a lot?
Yeah! I think
he's also the guy that escaped from prison. But
Mikey goes to Hollywood.
Not put Digimon Fusion on while I'm still in the building. I'm going to rip your hat off.
But anyway,
okay, so
something stupid fan wank ponies, something never make us watch it again.
Something pone gyre.
Yeah, that.
Pone gyre.
something Twilight doesn't know what pants is.
Pants is the Japanese word for the perversion of looking up girls' skirts to see their panties.
Sorry.
Which is pretty much what the entire point of that movie was for everyone in that school who was not one of the main six.
Also, remember that this lets them make toys.
Except in Pinkie's case, when she transformed, she very much decided she was going to look up her own skirts.
In Barbies and anything else at night.
Yeah, but this is specifically ponies.
Okay.
For now, little girls.
We're going to wrap this up, we must have been talking for about 30 minutes, with the alternate ending to Equestria Guild. So if someone likes to pass me the controller, please.
Don't do
it. That's not going to happen.
Thank you.
This is over.
But that's likely
While I type it in, grades, please. Out of 5.
-9,999,991.
Okay, fair question. What is my free pizza?
Yes. Feed me, and I will watch whatever you want.
Question.
You spelled it wrong.
not sure.
Feed me, and I'll watch anything.
Fair enough. I'm sure there's a limit to that, but I can't be bothered to test.
Ben, will you get me some money, please?
Trying some hand-gacked.
You have a keyboard, dumbass.
Yeah, look down.
Of course I have it.
Look down.
Course of habit, leave me alone.
Force of habit.
What? There we go, okay. Ready? There we go.
Is this fan?
Yes, it's a fan-made scene, which
looks
I...
Looks like it's time for us to go back to our own world.
Brad? You didn't tell me you were from the other world, too?
That's not his name!
Sorry for not telling you sooner. I just...
The fuck is this
enjoy
shit?
Being so
the fan-made ending.
Well, no, I know that.
Cool. And I'm gonna
miss. Why does he look like?
But
Kyle,
go back to Ponyville.
But with blue hair. But
wait.
Yeah.
If you're from my world, from Ponyville, then how come I never saw you until I came here?
I'm not much of a social guy, and I don't really stand out much.
Really?
So I don't blame you for never paying me any attention.
Uh-uh.
A pony who's smart, beautiful, radiant like the sun, surrounded by beautiful friends, and now she's even become a princess.
Nope.
What more could she need? Not a guy like me, that's for sure.
Emo!
But since the day we met...
Anti-emo hammer!
Always
like a monkey.
Cheering you on.
That's Dr. Healy!
Like, watch you grow into the amazing mare you are today.
Brad!
Always Brad! You magic cow!
But I've always been close to
you. I don't think this person actually seen the actual
end. And I always will be. I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to say this again. So I'm going to say it now.
Oh, shit.
It's okay if you don't feel the same way. I only want you to know.
Hang on, here we go.
Okay!
Sergey!
You're really a bad!
I would point out that they completely forgot Spike in this.
Yeah.
He is now trapped in the other.
I'm just curious, who thought that was a better ending?
Yay!
That was funny.
Everyone's done their final grade? Yeah,
I think I summed it up pretty damn well.
I didn't, it's basically equivalent to jail time.
Everyone what?
What?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Rating it.
Okay, here's a question. Who thought it would have been more tolerable watching Matty suffer through it?
Yep.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm still awake. Misery loves company. What the fuck is that?
Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned a lot of things.
Twilight!
That there are far more things to see in this world than I ever imagined.
It's coming! It's coming for me!
That perhaps this isn't the only world to learn about.
Fancy that.
You're silly.
And that there are worse monsters than those in the Everfree Forest.
They're living shadows.
What are they?
I met a pony called the Doctor. Just the Doctor. He saved me and all of Equestria. You'd think that'd be it, wouldn't you?
I am an old friend of the Doctor's.
The Doctor's shall consume.
I'll oppress your bow before me!
Luna!
I wasn't prepared. Not for this. Not here.
Not even close.
Doctor Who's Adventure. Coming soon to a Celestia Radio near you.